2 days ago?
Yeah.
Looks really good.
He sent me a couple pictures.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My guest today is Eddie Dresager, and he is a big fan of Queen. So I think we got a lot of Queen coming in and out of breaks, which I'm not complaining about. Well, it's National Junk Food Day, and I am on. So you are good friends with my fiance Mike, and we are on a text thread with his siblings, so his two sisters and my soon-to-be brother-in-law, his brother-in-law Mark, and Mark and I probably. I love candy, but Mark is just a trash bag. Like, and he'll admit it. Like, he's like trash. He's like, if you put trash on top of trash, you'll never get a stomach ache. It's like, I don't think that's science, but okay. So he texted us last night and he said, have any of you ever eaten graham crackers with butter?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. Oh, no. Jeez.
So
peanut butter, I'm thinking.
No, oh, I haven't done peanut butter or butter. So at first I'm like, good. I was like, graham crackers with butter. But then I had to stop and check myself because when I was a kid, I was clearly left to my own devices that I was allowed to do this. We didn't have a lot of rules with food intake, apparently. I would take a package of graham crackers and a tub of frosting meant to probably ice a cake, and I would dip the graham crackers into the frosting like it was a Costco-sized Dunkaroo and like call it a snack. And the fact that I was allowed to do this and didn't get in trouble, because I'm sure that frosting was there for like an actual birthday party cake that my mom was gonna make, so I couldn't judge him too harshly, because I just feel like the butter wouldn't do anything for the flavor of the graham cracker.
But butter is good.
Butter is good. So I was just curious, what was like as a kid, was there any very super weird or innovative discoveries you made as far as junk food went, of like what you combined together?
I mean, a lot of it, we were just, our household was a big Little Debbie's household. So it was just like, that was like my after school run in the house and grab whatever Little Debbie, like the oatmeal cream pies or like the ho-hos, like. There was never any, the only like really, and I don't even think it's that random, the only really random food that people would see and think was crazy was with peanut butter and jelly and pickles. But I don't know if that's really junk food, but that to me is like the best sandwich that there is.
Dill pickles?
Yeah, just like a nice regular pickle. Make your peanut butter and jelly and put the pickles.
Herbert's. Do you still make this?
Herbert's and Gerbert's actually has it on their menu. I think it's on their menu. Either that or they make it when I would go in there and ask them for it. But
that's a tough sell. I mean, I can kind of, because the salty and the sweet, but. Ugh. So then what is your go-to junk food?
My go-to junk food, Goldfish crackers and Twix would be my.
Together?
Why not? But I love them both. But no, those are like our favorite. My wife and I love Goldfish. Our dog loves the Goldfish crackers. Like Goldfish crackers and Twix are like my weak spot.
I don't even know the last time I had a Twix.
I actually have.
Do they still make the cookies and cream Twix?
Oh yeah. Now they. I mean, their thing is like we have the left and the right Twix. Like their branding of that.
Oh God.
But on this list, it has popular junk food by state, and Twix is the most popular for the state of Wisconsin, according to this list.
Really?
Yep.
See, and I want Twix to have to decide. What are you? Are you a cookie or are you a candy bar? Just pick one.
Fair. I think anything covered entirely in chocolate would be a candy bar, but I guess there's probably some, like, because Thin Mints, I think, are covered entirely in chocolate, so maybe that, and that is certainly a cookie.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess I would kind of say the shape makes it feel more like a candy bar because it's long and narrow. But I would definitely consider Twix a candy bar.
What do you think of whatchamacallits?
I don't know if I've had one. I don't remember having.
I'm going to buy you one because that is my all-time favorite candy bar. It has like a little like Rice Krispie type things in it. It's caramel. That was very good. But I've never been as much the chocolate candy bar or cookie. I could eat a bag of Skittles every day.
Makes my tongue hurt hearing that.
And so I was remiss when 2 days in a row I was scrolling through the social medias. And then the first day, CNN had some article about how it's not healthy to have any amount of alcohol under 40. And so the next day, there was some new lawsuit that they're suing, some group is suing Skittles because it's like toxic for you. I don't know if it's proven or not, but seeing both of those back to back, I was like, this is not my week. Like, let's just let me live.
I'm just curious, do you separate them by colors? And if you do, what is the order in which you eat them?
I don't. That I did that more as a kid. Like, I ate a lot of Runts as a kid, and I'd get a box of Runts, and I'd eat the lime and banana and orange first, and then I'd save the cherries and the strawberries, so the pink and red ones, and I'd eat those all together last. Really, I don't know how I was not an obese child. The things that I listed off that I was allowed to eat is shocking. But now I'm a big fan of the purple bag tropical flavors, and I just mix them together.
What about Starburst? I used to get criticized because my favorite Starburst is the lemon one. And I think it's because as a kid, no one ever wanted the lemons. And I'm like, I want more. So I love the lemon ones.
You taught yourself to like lemons.
We had a poll. I did a poll on Instagram and I had people rank them in order. And like when I said lemon was my first, it was like, you would think I said, it was like the most divisive thing I've ever said on Instagram, the way people came at me that I love yellow Starburst.
I mean, but that's like proven because they literally make packages now that are just the pink and the red. That's how bad they know that the other two flavors are. They're like, well, all right, here you go. We'll just give you the ones that everyone actually eats, and they throw the other ones out. So you want the tossaways.
Love the lemons.
Do you love lemon other things?
The only thing I don't enjoy is like lemon desserts. And it's weird because like I love lemon flavored anything else, but I do not like.
So not a lemon meringue pie guy?
No, do not like that.
Lemon bars?
Nope. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. What about a lemon popsicle?
That sounds.
What about a lemonade?
Love lemonade.
Okay.
Lemon popsicle sounds like it'd be really good though.
So is it the creaminess that is? You're like, I'll keep the cream out of my really lemon.
Weird. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm much more sweet person. My wife is like the salty. So like desserts, our dessert choices are complete opposite. Give me the strawberry raspberry cheesecakes. Give her the salty desserts.
What's a salty dessert?
Oh geez, I can't even think of one. Like a more of like a creme brulee, like with like the topping on something on top of it. So that's more her. Like I'm like a cheesecake, fruits with drizzled syrup all over it.
Ice
like,
cream.
Give me all sweet of it. Stuff. Yep.
All right. I have a pretty good balance between the two, I think. I used to have a really big sweet tooth, and now I have calmed that down. But there is, by the end of the day, sometimes, I think my bigger problem is that I think what I craved as a kid of having something sweet at night now just has turned into a glass of wine. And it's like, oh, is it 5 o'clock? Well, I think I deserve this. And is that junk food? Is that, or is that being a little too lenient on the definition of junk food?
It's junk food.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, I want to talk about some innovative ideas to hard problems. I think specifically hard problems when it comes to Milwaukee and Milwaukee's youth. So stick with us. Stick around for the news. And when we come back, it will still be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Do you have the outline in your phone?
Yep.
You can pull it up if you want.
No, I have it on.
Oh, on the computer?